Some people know what that's called. We're not going to talk about the name of disease, right? And sometimes dry brains. Has anybody ever had dry brains? Let me ask you this, because we have some people that understand what this is. But have you ever had the occasion when you went into a room to get something, and when you got there, you couldn't remember what it was? Anybody ever had that? Right? Dry brains, folks. Memory is on the cell, protein on the cells. But what connects those is actually something called myelin, which is made up of cholesterol, right? And if you don't have enough cholesterol, you get cracks in the myelin. So you cross that bridge to that room, you look back for the item, and you don't, that bridge is gone. Okay? Has anybody ever looked your children, you looked them right in the eye, and called them by the wrong name? Now, that's especially bad if you only have one child. But I do hear that's not as bad as calling your wife by the wrong name, right? But sometimes you have a word and it's right here and you know what the word is, you just can't get to it. Anybody had that experience? The case of the whatchamacallit, you know that thing, right? That guy, that was a place, right? And sometimes you go to cross the bridge and the bridge goes out before you ever get there. You're like, I was going to say something. I know my mouth is open. I was going to say something. I don't know what I was going to say. I was going to do something, right? Well, that's in soft tissue. Okay? Eyes are in soft tissue. The liver's in soft tissue. The lungs are in soft tissue. That's soft tissue. Let's go to the next one, blood sugar. How it works in Mother Nature is if you have two apples and one of the apple tastes sweeter, it's the apple with more minerals. We've actually seen time and time again, we take Dr. Wallach's minerals, put them on the farms, and the crops taste better. We actually see an increase in the Brex, a big increase. But what would happen if we ate the sugar without the minerals? See, in Mother Nature, when we crave something sweet, it's our body asking for minerals, Dr. Wallach explained. Has anybody ever craved something sweet? That's a sign. Okay. Have you ever been physically full and gone to the refrigerator to see what looks good? Now, it's especially bad if you close the refrigerator and then you wait 30 seconds, then you open it up again to see if anything's changed, right? Okay. And interestingly enough, if your insulin's not working like it's supposed to, do you know the backup for the insulin? Is the kidneys. When your insulin doesn't work like it's supposed to, you have high sugar levels, your body tries to clean that up and it sends it out through the urine. If you're going to the restroom, you're seeing bubbles in the urine. Yeah, that's not dish soap. Dr. Wallach says that's sugar. And has anybody ever woken up in the middle of the night to use the restroom? Okay, now men, Dr. Wallach says, if it's painful and only a little's coming out, that's a sign of a prostate problem. But if it's not painful and a lot's coming out, that's a sign of a blood sugar imbalance. And he says, ladies, if you're waking up in the middle of the night to use the restroom, he says, don't be concerned that it's a prostate problem, because it's not. It's a blood sugar issue. Has anybody here ever gotten sleepy after a meal? Okay, you're supposed to have more energy when you eat. Why are you getting sleepy? A blood sugar imbalance. You don't have the nutrition to use that. Okay, now we go on to digestion. We've already talked about three categories. The number one sign of a digestive issue is that you have symptoms in multiple categories. Okay? Because digestion is the door to the body. And if you shut down the supply line, how many things can you run out of? Everything, right? Especially when digestion gets bad, we tend to see soft tissue first because we need so much of the essential fatty acids. It's a macronutrient, not a micronutrient. But there are other signs of digestion. Anybody ever had constipation or diarrhea or gas? Okay. Now, gas, think about a baby. When the baby's first born and the first poop comes out, it doesn't stink because it doesn't have the bad bacteria. And when you get a lot of bad bacteria, then it starts to really smell, right? Okay. Smelly gas is the sign of bad bacteria. So if your spouse is having to throw a canary in the restroom to see if it's safe to go in there, that's a sign. You know, I heard that joke from Dr. Wallach on the CD, the audio cassette the first time, and I laughed out loud on that one, right? So I got to give credit where credit's due. But that's the sign, right? If, has anybody heard of the people who can clear out a room by something that's called silent and but deadly? Okay. That's a sign, folks. There's problems with digestion because that's not how it's supposed to be. But there can be other things because a lot of the digestion handles the immune system. Okay? Because you, anybody heard of leaky gut? You get undigested food into the bloodstream, treated like an invader, wears out the immune system. Okay? That's it there. Anybody heard of the appendix? The appendix was not put there by God, so surgeons would have something to take out. It actually, Dr. Wallach explains, is part of the immune system. There are certain immune cells that are created only in the appendix. So if you've had your appendix removed, you're missing that part of the immune system.